Welcome to another episode of Pause Podcast. I had to make this episode today because I came across an article about quarantine puppies and how so many people are now looking to rehome their dogs. First of all, I can't believe it, but I can at the same time. I had a friend recently tell me that he's looking to get a dog, you know, because he's bored working from home. That is the absolute wrong reason you should be getting a dog ever, because you are bored. Dogs definitely add a lot of joy in our lives and they add a lot of fun. So that is, you know, they do kind of end boredness in some way, but you don't get a dog because you're bored. They are not a toy. They're not an entertainment system. This is a family member. This is when you decide, it's similar to deciding to have kids at one point. This is when similar to deciding to get in a relationship. And that's, I definitely want to have this discussion today. Although if you're listening to this podcast, you probably, it doesn't apply to you. You're probably somebody who does already treat their dog as a family member. If you're somebody who actually give them supplements and cares for their health, you're definitely somebody who sees them as that. However, I do want to make this episode in case you have somebody who has a quarantine puppy and you think it's a toy. You may want to share this with them. Now, first and foremost, 73% of people who became dog owners during the pandemic are considering or have considered rehoming their dog once the pandemic ends. That's heartbreaking because there's so many people that got dogs during the pandemic. And the difficult part about that is also the fact that you can hear my dog making a scene in the background, but the difficult part about that is the fact that those dogs are also very attached to their owners because they were, you know, they joined that family during the pandemic and they're used to them being at home all the time. So rehoming them is difficult for many reasons, for, attachment and obviously the fact that you're rehoming a dog, which is already difficult. Now, I wanted to dig into the reasons as to why is that is the case and why would someone want to rehome their dog. I think so many people have bought dogs or adopted dogs during the pandemic for the reasons that my friend was telling me about. You know, they're bored, they're going to be at home, and having a dog gives them something to do, it gives them purpose, and it's not just watching, you know, TV and so on. That is good if you then transform into somebody who sees that dog as a family member. But with a dog comes a lot of responsibility, a lot. Training, caring for, understanding, you know, the needs for your particular dog. So, if you've listened to any episodes before, you know that I have a Doberman very emotionally attached. It's not a matter of feeding and even just exercising. You have to be there emotionally. You have to spend some time every day and kind of one-on-one, truly. Now, I don't know if every Doberman owner does this, but this is really needed. Now, if you got a dog thinking that it's an entertainment and you get hit with the responsibility, it's not that easy. And you'll be in a position where, you know, you're thinking about options. And, so first thing is get the most out of the relationship. Really understand that this is a fantastic relationship that you can't really duplicate, or very hardly, you can hardly duplicate it on a human level. That is unconditional love. That is a dog that really looks to you for everything. You can't wait for you to come home. So make the most out of it and really see that bond. And when you strengthen that bond, it becomes different. It's not a chore. I think, you know, the root cause of everything is that when you treat it like a chore, like, oh, I got to take my dog out. Oh, I got to prepare their food. Oh, I got to wake up, to feed them. if you have them on a schedule like myself, on the weekend, whatever, regardless, you got to wake up at a certain time and feed them. I do that. But if you really have that bond, it's not a chore. It really is not. I'm very happy to see my dog early in the morning, take him out, feed him. I miss him. I want to see him in the morning. And work on that bond. If you're really somebody who's thinking about rehoming and thinking of your dog as a chore, work on strengthening that bond. And it may be that you got the wrong breed that doesn't match your lifestyle and your personality. Maybe personality more than lifestyle, where it's, maybe you don't love your dog. And don't get me wrong on that one. I mean, you don't have the solid connection to the point where it's you truly love your dog. You obviously, if you got a dog, you love dogs, but you don't love this particular dog. Maybe it doesn't match your personality. And that's why it's very important also to get breeds that match your personality. And you're able to handle them. I had friends see my dog and see how I behaved. They were like, not a lot of people can handle him, being that he has, you know, he has a big personality. He talks back. It's really funny to me. I enjoy that. And I think it's funny and I'm able to handle it and deal with him. He might be, some people might not like that. Maybe a point where they would think about not taking care of him because of that. For me, it's actually one of the things I like. So that's what I'm saying about, you may have gotten the wrong breed already, but if you're in a position to already have the breed, work on strengthening that bond. Because that will definitely help you in not seeing this as a chore. It wouldn't be a chore. It would be a duty, something that you do without really worrying or without really thinking much. So work on doing that. And by the way, I'm these tips are from the AKC. They published this article. I'm not reading it word for word, but I'm definitely using it as a reference, some of the things. And I'll add some of my ideas as well, what you can do. So the second reason may be time, especially if you were working from home, you had more time. Even if you're working most of the day, you have time, more time when you're working from home. When you have to leave and drive and get stuck in traffic, and it takes a lot of your time during the day. And then when you go home, it's maybe you're not in a position to deal with an excited dog who's sleeping all day and resting, waiting for you to come home. So what do you do about that? It's, you know, what you can do is, you know, find a neighbor that can walk them during the day. You can do that. You could allocate a specific time where when you come home, you take them out for that period, you exercise them, or even at home, you give them something to keep them busy. Invest in some of those toys, you know, the maze type toys where they get into it, they keep playing and they're it's stimulating their mind. They're also getting them exhausted a little bit and keeping them entertained. So play around with it. It doesn't have to be, you know, long walks, long times where you're taking them out. You can work out. Honestly, you can even play fetch at home. I do that sometimes. Late nights, I'm sitting to work and my dog is active. He keeps bringing me the ball. I just throw it around inside the place and he's running around and doing it. And he ends up being tired and going to drink water and laying down. You know, and it just matter. He drops it next to me. I throw it even while I'm working inside. So do that. And again, train your dog to do that. And training is another thing. Maybe training is the reason why you can't handle your dog. Maybe, you know, your dog is out of control and you can't handle them tearing things up or, you know, pottying and peeing inside the house or, you know, not listening to you or pulling you outside. Training doesn't have to be a process. It's something that is gradual. It's a matter of, even if you're going on a walk, you take 15 minutes of that to train every day. Over time, the accumulation of that time, you will have a trained dog. You will have a well-trained dog. So it's not a matter of, oh, I got to, you know, spend hours outside training my dog and I don't have time for that. It's a matter of just literally watching. I'm not even going to say send your dog to a training school. That's something you can do too, or hire a trainer that can come to you. Outside of that, if you can't afford it and you want to do it, do that. But even without doing any of that, watch a YouTube video on how to, you know, prevent leash pulling, and do, work on that while you're walking. How, you know, watch a YouTube video on how to prevent your dog, or how to potty train, and work on that. So if you're having some of those issues, you can do it gradually, and it doesn't have to be. And again, if you go back to that bond, when you strengthen that bond, those are things that wouldn't be a chore, because you see that dog as a family member. That's somebody who's going to be with you for, you know, 10 plus years, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, hopefully. You know, in some case, I would love for that to happen, 30 years, maybe more. No problem. So don't see it as a chore. It's an investment. When you're taking care of your dog's health, and you're, you know, taking care of their training, when you're really treating them well, they're a family member. They're loyal. They're going to be by your side, and they're going to be well behaved in the long term. So if time is a problem, you can overcome it by doing a lot of different things. And if training is the problem, you can also work on it gradually. It doesn't have to be a big process where you train your dog. Now, there are some resources if you decide still to rehome your dog. It's better to send them to a better family than to mistreat them. So one, if you're getting it from a breeder, try to, you know, go back to that breeder. You know, so most breeder would take him back. The AKC, if you have a purebred dog, the AKC has a rescue network. So they have, you know, certain people rescuing certain breeds, so they, you can link with them on that. Check out their website and check out the AKC rescue network. You can look for friends, neighbors. A lot of times neighbors, they love your dog because they see them all the time and they're familiar with it. Maybe they'd be your first people, but also relatives or family, maybe somebody who has a home and they need a dog in the house regardless of COVID. And, you know, you can also go to shelters and see if you can have them help you rehome. And you can even keep fostering them if you would until somebody is interested. But that should be the last resort. And understand, this is not a tool. This is not a toy that you bought. This is a commitment that you've made. This is an animal that you've decided to take care of. It's similar to having kids. It's similar to when you decide to have kids and they arrive and there's a lot of work involved. You don't go back and say, oh, I'm gonna, some people do, but I don't think it has to do with the work. Sometimes, anyways, we're not getting into that, into the human side. But if you decided to do it, I would say own up to it. And this is kind of the hard reality. Own up to it. And do the best you can to build the bond, to allocate time, to make it work, unless it's absolutely impossible. If you're somebody who's going to be working 18 hours outside of the house every day and you can't take your dog with you and you can't afford to get a sitter, or you can't afford or you don't have anyone that would care for them, or a roommate or neighbor or anything. If that's the case, then it's obviously better to rehome them than leaving them alone for that long. But if it's a matter of you being, you know, a little bit lazy or not wanting to put in the effort and being shocked by the amount of effort that goes into raising a dog and caring for a dog, then you need to own it and, you know, work on improving that. Like I said, you weren't expecting a lot of soft talk on this one because, again, I don't expect a lot of people that listen to this podcast to really have this problem, because if you are one of our customers, and if you care about pet health, you know what we stand for. The reason why we do supplements is that for longevity and caring for dogs the way we care for ourselves. So if you're somebody that believes in all that and you believe in us and you listen to our podcast, I don't think this is going to apply to you, but you may have some friends or someone that may be in that position. Share this with them. Share with them also the AKC resources. Have them go read that. Figure out what the reason is and work on it. If it's training, if it's effort, if it's, you know, time, you can do it. You can work it out and strengthen the bond, understand your dog, and work on a certain schedule. You can get them exercise that they're exhausted and they're ready to sleep. Give them the stimulation that they need mentally and physically. If they need mental stimulation, you give them one of those toys that keeps them busy for a couple hours, digging for things. If they need physical stimulation, you get them exercise. You can do that in 15, 20 minutes, you know, fast pace, fetch, and your dog will be ready. But not all dogs are even working dogs. I'm talking now in terms of if that's really a problem. But if it's the effort of caring and feeding and sticking to a schedule, own up to it and make the time. Thank you for tuning in. Until next episode.